Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 8. We're rolling right through the season. This is college football week 6 and NFL week 5 and baseball ALDS.
A little baseball tease for you gritty tigs. Yeah, big week coming up. D, I think you have 9 plays for the people.
I do, in fact.
I have 6, so that's pretty nice. And this is being recorded on October 2nd, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. All right, let's hit the records from last week. Not a great week. We had a really good week the week before, and then this week averaged us out. I went 1-5. That's pretty brutal. D salvaged a 3-4, though. I'm overall still positive at 15-13, and D is at 17-14. So we're both still positive. You knew one of these weeks was going to come along where you get unlucky, so... To still be positive afterwards is big.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell the people. We the 3 bets we had together all missed. So, shout out Ohio State's offense shutting down. We just need a couple more points. Shout out the Rams being literally the worst football team I've ever seen. How do you lose to the Bears? The Bears are horrible.
Michigan.
Yeah, shout out. Oh, yeah, Michigan. Michigan was a surefire cover at halftime as well that they blew.
Yeah. So let's run through some of these things. Let's focus on a positive, though. In a dark week, there is the Black Knights.
Yeah, the Army's a wagon. They're still not favored, so we will both be – or they're still not favored by a lot, so we will both be riding them again this week. But, yeah, the Black Knights are the one shining light, and the Hoosiers are the one shining light because the Hoosiers played horrible – and still covered. They had three turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
Against Maryland. And still came out and covered. So
that's the mark of a great team right there.
Either Maryland's horrible or... And the Curtis Rourke kid is actually legit, but...
Right. And some of the bad beats from the week, we already hit on Michigan, but they were up 24-3 mid-third quarter. And then... Mason Graham gets that roughing the passer call, and the switch just flips.
Which I end up learning was a hands of the face. That wasn't even hands of the face, so that makes me even more mad.
Yeah.
But still.
It just completely flipped the script, and it was like two different teams were playing, and almost darn near lost the game. Michigan flirted with that, so that was frustrating to say the least. And then MSU-OSU, I mean, this is... kind of a bad beat. It was, we needed 3 more points to hit the over, and neither team scored a point the entire fourth quarter.
It's like MSU was so bad they couldn't, and Ohio State didn't care. The game was over.
Right.
And it's just like, dude, how in college football do we not just let one play? Why are they not trying to run it up and let their backup score or something?
Yeah, we just needed one thing to break open, or we just need MSU to not be so terrible and keep it semi-close to put game pressure on Ohio State, so they have to keep scoring. So that was, it was looking really good up until the third quarter, and then both teams just got on the bus and went home for the fourth quarter, so that was cool. And then the worst beat of the week, though, was my Thursday
by night far.
Football bet. I hadn't really suffered too many bad beats. It was, the year was going along pretty good, but this one got my blood boiling. So I had Cowboys at -6, I believe. They were up by 5, and they were lining up to kick a 51-yard field goal to go up by 8, and the final score would have ended with them at +8, and they would have covered. And all game long, the announcers were raving about Brandon Aubrey being the best kicker in the league and being just absolutely automatic, which he has been. So what does Brandon Aubrey do? He lines up for his 51-yarder, and pushes it wide right. And I learned the following day that that was the first field goal of 50-plus yards he's ever missed in his career. So that was pretty sick.
From, if you didn't watch the game, from the outside looking in, It's a horrible, horrible beat. From what I saw watching the game, the Cowboys did not play well enough to cover, and yet they still aligned themselves to. The Giants just didn't punch the ball. I mean, they marched up and down the field and kept getting field goals.
Yeah, watching the game, the Giants actually played way better.
So the Cowboys didn't deserve it, and the football gods kind of didn't reward them because, one, I don't know why you wouldn't take a field like a timeout and settle down to kick the field goal. Because Aubrey, no, it wasn't rushed, but it was kind of rushed. Field goal kickers need to take their time. I want to know like the percentage of having to run a field goal team out there, which, by the way, in the Minnesota-Michigan game, that was illegal as all get out their field goal. So I don't want to hear it about the onside kick and all that. I'm pretty sure the ref spotted them 3 points, according to the rule. But
the before half one you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, still, you got yourself to the point where no matter – it was kind of like the Indiana game. Indiana didn't deserve to cover, and they still did. The Cowboys didn't deserve to cover, but you felt like you had a good enough read to take it, and Aubrey said, yeah, nah, let me shank it farther than Rex.
Yeah, so that sucked. But my best read of the week my best read of the week was the Bucs all over the Eagles. The Bucs actually ended up winning that game, I think, by double digits, even though they were underdogs. So that was a great – cover there, but then we already talked about the Rams. I mean, I just don't understand. That line looked weird, and I told myself I wasn't going to bet it, and sure enough, I bet it and got burned. So,
yeah.
Should have listened to my gut, but...
The Bengals didn't look great, but they looked fine enough that they kind of showed, yeah, the Panthers aren't that decent. Like, we're going to cover. That was my one NFL cover, I think. My worst read was by far the Bills. They didn't even get off the bus to play the Ravens. I mean, when you let Derrick Henry, the ancient Derrick Henry, run 87 yards down your throat to start the game, it's going to be a long day. Yeah. So
he's an old man. He still moves, though. He moves. It's kind of insane.
Yeah. But college was decent for me. Like I said, the Hoosiers, the Army. Those are my three wins.
I think so. All right, well, let's get into the slate for this week. We're going to have a better week. Can't do much worse than what I did last week. Let's start with a Friday night game. Michigan State traveling to Oregon in a Big Ten matchup. This is a Friday game at 9 o'clock. Oregon is favored by 24 points here. I didn't want to play this game because of the way Michigan State burned us last week, but I'm going to play this one because my biggest read on this game is most of the players and a lot of the coaches on Michigan State staff are from where?
Oregon State.
And Jonathan Smith kind of revitalized that rivalry out in the world of Oregon football the last couple of years before he came to MSU. He was a thorn in their side. So if anyone knows how to handle an Oregon team, and really he's just going to want to win this one more than any other average coach would. You know, like that game is going to mean something extra to him. So I expect MSU to be pretty well prepared for this game and have a lot of incentive to go get a win. Now, obviously, I don't think they're going to win, but I think 24 points is a bit much. I feel like this line should honestly be closer to like 19.5 type thing than 24 points. But that's my. I mean, I think Oregon has the talent to beat them by 24 plus, but it's literally the coaching and where these players are all from. They're all from Oregon State. They hate Oregon. They know how to beat them. I like that matchup.
I think the Spartans are horrible, but Oregon also hasn't looked great, to your point. So they did get up for Oregon State. They might get up just to beat the old Oregon State coach. But, yeah, 24 is a lot for a team that hasn't looked great. But here we are. You're, once again, resting your faith in Aiden Chiles.
Yeah, and Aiden Chiles, again, you don't know what you're going to get with him. You could get a pick six on one play and cost you the cover, or he could throw an 80-yard bomb perfectly, and then you're like, what a great read. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like the spot. I like the angle with the Oregon State stuff. So I'm going to ride with MSU on Friday night.
Let me give you a noon game. I'm not playing any Friday slates. Thankfully, Army's back to... Oh, let's do the Army one real quick. Why? Because they're on extra rest. I didn't even consider this.
They are?
Yeah, I remember they played Thursday.
You're right. They got two extra days better. Of rest.
This is even better. Army, let's do Army at Tulsa. We're both taking them to cover. It's Army minus 12. The odds are minus 110. Tulsa's bad at football. And Army and Navy both are actually good at football this year. Like, it's not a fluke. They actually have functioning looking offenses.
Right. Yeah, I watched Army last week play Temple, and they went to Temple and dominated that game from start to finish. They look like a really solid team, and I think you finally convinced me by playing Army enough that I just need to start playing Army too.
Until they hurt us. Did you know that Tulsa let North Texas drop a bomb on them?
I did not know that. So why I'm in on this game too is a couple weeks ago I bet Oklahoma State. Oh, yeah, we're good. North Texas won 52-20 over Tulsa earlier in the year.
Last week.
Wow, yeah. We're chilling. We are chilling. Lock this one in.
Is this our lock of the week? No, we're betting together. How dare you taint my Black Knights? You back off.
No, the Black Knights will overcome our joint play here. I bet Tulsa to cover in the first half against Oklahoma State.
Who's bad at football.
And Oklahoma State's not a good team this year. And Oklahoma State won that game 49-0 or something. Tulsa didn't even show up. So this is a revenge bet for me. I hope Tulsa gets killed because they are a very bad football team.
Yeah, they will. I think we both love that play. I'm going to keep it in the noon hour. I think part of the reason I'm betting this game is because it's not at night. It's a noon kickoff. A little sleepy Saturday. Noon. Missouri Moneyline plus 114 at A&M. A&M's not good at football. They beat Bowling Green by 6 and Arkansas by 4. They handled Florida for the most part, but they kind of let Florida come back. Missouri struggled the last two games. But last game, one, I don't think Vanderbilt's horrible. Boston College, they might be bad. But Vanderbilt, I don't think it's horrible. I know they went to double overtime. But I didn't watch that game. Apparently, they missed 3 field goals that game. So they moved the ball and just missed some field goals. I think they'll get it straightened out. They'll wake up for an actual real game because they know the country's watching again. I'm taking Missouri Moneyline plus 114. I always have to hit the people with the plus odds.
A money line play. Yeah, Missouri's been kind of a team that a lot of people thought, including myself, I thought they were going to come out guns a-blazing this year and light the world on fire and be really good. And they've kind of been underwhelming. So maybe this is their breakout game where they show the whole country that, yeah, we're still really good.
Yeah, this will be on, I'm pretty sure, ABC. And it's right away at noon. You'll probably get Sean McDonald or something. No, you'll probably get Greg.
All the Texas A&M fans will be hung over from the night before. The 12th man won't be as
raucous. Oh, yeah, their 12th man speech.
It won't be as raucous as it would be if it was a night game.
But pretty much my call out to Missouri is if you want to actually try to make noise in your conference this year, because there's a lot of good teams, you have to go out and win this game. So I'm taking Missouri plus 114.
And Brady Cook, their quarterback, is a real quarterback, and they have an NFL receiver in Luther Burton. At wide out there. So there's legit pieces there at Missouri. They just got to start clicking.
Yes.
Any other noon games you want to talk about?
What time's the Navy game?
I'm not sure. I'm going to jump to the 3:30, though. We got Indiana at Northwestern. Indiana is favored at that crucial number under 14. They are minus 13.5. I probably wouldn't touch this game if it got to 14 or 14.5, but since we're getting the hook there at 13.5, I'm going to ride with the Hoosiers. like we were talking about earlier, Indiana played an awful, awful game. I can't stress that enough, how sloppy they played. Penalties, turnovers, you name it, they did it at home against Maryland last week. And Maryland's an all right team. They're nothing great, but they're not bad either. And they still won by at least two touchdowns, I think, last week.
Yeah, they did. They covered.
So that's kind of the sign of a good team, is when you don't have your best stuff and you still go out and not only win, but cover. So I think they're going to play a lot sharper. I bet you Coach Cignetti has probably been on their butt all week at practice for the sloppiness that was last game. So, and I don't think Northwestern is coming off a bye here. That's one thing you got to be careful of in this bet. But I don't think they're going to be able to hang. Like, Indiana can put up points, and Northwestern does not score.
Yeah, I don't know why. I looked at it, and I didn't want to do it this week, maybe because I've kind of bet on both of these teams this year. I think you're smart to ride with Indiana to cover, though, until they hurt us. So,
yeah, I mean, they got that quarterback can sling it. He is the best quarterback they've had at Indiana since Michael Penix Jr. during COVID. The dude can throw the ball. And Northwestern's home field advantage, they play in that high school soccer stadium on Lake Michigan. So there's not really a ginormous home field advantage there.
I actually have two more noon games.
All right, let's back up to
noon. I will only be doing noon games this week, apparently. Navy at Air Force is a noon game on CBS and Paramount Plus. I'm surprised you went away from the Midshipmen after last week. Air Force is 1-3. They're bad at football. Navy's only favored by 10 points.
What's the total set at for the Air Force game?
On ESPN, 35.5, so somewhere around there.
Okay.
Air Force got beat 31-3 by Baylor. 17-7 by San Jose State, 31-19 by Wyoming. Their only win is Merrimack, 21-6. So
that is, I don't think Air Force is good. It's just the total is scaring me away from taking a team to cover. 10 points is a lot of points to lay in a game that's only supposed to get to 25-15.
Don't worry, Air Force will score maybe 6, and Navy will get 17.
There you go. I'm going to stay away. That's just not enough. There's not enough explosive plays in offense there for me to take a 10-point spread.
My noon sleep. I'm going to be running back and forth and not even caring because I'm going to be watching the Tigers at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
That's facts. The Tigers. The gritty Tigs.
Detroit Tigers.
Are in the ALDS.
So, man, I'm just going to say good luck with my bets. Anyway, my fourth one. And you were kind of on this team earlier this year. You gave up on them already. Don't know why. You have a lot of bets right now on this team. You know who I'm talking about in the noon hour?
Couldn't tell you.
Nittany Lions. They're favored by 28, minus 110. They're playing UCLA.
You hate Penn State. I can't believe you're betting them.
I hate UCLA more and their coach. UCLA is traveling across the country for a noon game. In Penn State.
9 a.m. start at back home.
UCLA, 9 a.m. They're bad at football. Franklin's mad they didn't cover in the whiteout.
Yeah.
This is their get-right game. UCLA's coming off of two tough games. They're beat up. They've played LSU and Oregon the last two games.
Okay.
So either iron sharpens iron or UCLA's going to lay over and not show up for a 9 o'clock game. I see no scenario where they have played two really tough weeks. They actually got beat by Indiana, too. So Indiana, LSU, Oregon. Now you got to travel across the country, 9 a.m. your time, and try to beat Penn State. They're not going to try to beat them, but try to cover 28? Nah, give me the Nittany Lions.
I mean, 28. UCLA's coach probably couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich. He's kind of a... You saw his interview in the summer meetings, at the Big Ten conference meetings, and it was brutal. I see your angle here. I do see your angle. I think I would smash that if it dropped to 27.5. 28 points in a conference game is just – I know the two teams couldn't be more different, but I'm not playing that one. I'm going to stay away. That is very tempting, though. Very tempting.
All right.
Because James Franklin does love to troll. He loves to put up points. He loves to... The only thing with Penn State is a letdown spot after the crazy environment.
Whiteout, I should do research. This is on me. Yeah. I did not do research on their noon games after the whiteout, how they've done recently. But... Sorry, folks. I've been a little distracted with the Tigers. The gritty Tigs.
All right. Is that all your college plays?
No. I have one more.
Outstanding.
So right, I'll go after you for sure.
I'm jumping to Saturday night prime time at 7:30. We got our Rocky Top Tennessee Volunteers going on the road to Sioux Pig. What is that thing they say?
Sioux-y!
Yeah. Arkansas.
Pig Sioux-y.
The Razorbacks. Tennessee's 13.5-point favorites here on the road. Tennessee already showed that they can go into a hostile environment and cover in a big game, i.e. the Oklahoma game. So I don't really see a difference here. I think Arkansas is worse than Oklahoma. I think Tennessee is a wagon, to be honest. I think they are a team that could actually win it all. If the cards fall right, Tennessee could win it all. And it's because of their quarterback. That dude is insane. I'm not going to pronounce his name because I'll botch it.
Defense.
The quarterback's insane, but yeah, they also have a legit defense too. I was going to get to that. Like, they're a complete team, and they have a good coach. Mm-hmm. Those are all the things you need to win a national championship, and it's certainly enough to go cover on the road at Arkansas. Josh Heupel's a great coach, offensive genius. I think they're going to put up some points in this one. The total at this one's set at 58. So they're telling you a lot of points are going to be scored. I don't think Arkansas has the firepower to keep up. And I think Tennessee rolls here. Gets a two-touchdown victory. So, and more proof to that, Arkansas, the last game, they lost 21-17 at home against Texas A&M. So,
who's not good at football.
Yeah, so give me old Rocky Top.
I like it. Give us your other 7:30.
So this one I don't think is a 7:30. I'd have to look it up, but there's no way Arizona plays at 7:30.
Is it 10:30?
It might be 10:30. Regardless.
Oh, then I'll give you my 7, and then you can do the last one.
Yeah, let me look up that time.
JMU. Yes, you heard me right. The Dukes of James Madison.
Cignetti's old home?
Are heading to ULM. University of Louisiana Monroe, who you saw earlier if you watched Texas play earlier this year. Pretty sure this is a 7 o'clock kick. It is. It's on ESPNU, which you get on YouTube TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have YouTube TV, shout out. You can go watch the Dukes play Monroe. James Madison.
Do we know Louisiana Monroe's mascot?
In the middle of the L, there is something. Is it a cardinal, an eagle? It doesn't matter. I'm not taking James Madison to win. I think they do win this game. They're favored by 17. I'm taking the over. The over-under on DraftKings is set at, what do I have it here, 48. JMU, the last two games. You could argue they played better teams. Well, at least... two games ago, they played a better team than UL Monroe. North Carolina, they put 70 on. And then Ball State, they dropped 63 on. I just need points.
Yeah, 48 is a pretty low total.
I just need bad quality college football in which...
poor tackling.
Poor James Madison just scores enough points.
Yeah.
They could do it alone.
That's what I was going to say. When you said that number is 48, I'm like... James Madison has put that up by themselves a couple times, so. Yeah, I see the angle there. I mean, I was watching a couple weeks ago, that score popped up, and it was like James Madison at 48 and North Carolina at 32 with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. I'm like, excuse me? I mean, it wasn't that, but
no defense.
You get the point.
Yeah, the only thing that scares me, and the only thing I think that's keeping the line down, as their first two games this year, they beat Charlotte 30-7. But the scary game is they beat Gardner-Webb 13-6. So, don't know where that came from, but I'm just going to ride the hot streak of scoring more than 60.
Maybe Gardner-Webb has the best defense in the country.
Maybe the rivals. Are they rivals?
Probably.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm not brushed up on the Duke's history. Maybe Cigarette knows all about it. But, yeah, that's my last college play. I think that's my fifth one. I am taking James Madison and ULM over.
All right. So I did indeed find what time Arizona's playing. They're playing at 11 o'clock Eastern time. You've got Texas Tech heading out to the desert to play Arizona. Arizona's only favored by 6. I would have expected them to be more than a touchdown favorite in this one. But I see good value there. So I'm going to take Arizona to cover. Arizona just went on the road to Rice-Eccles Stadium and beat Utah, who is a quality team even without Cam Rising. They're running their backup right now, which is Zach Wilson's little brother. But they're still a quality team even with their backup quarterback starting. And Arizona actually played really well and controlled that game and won on the road. So, and Arizona's got the main reason I'm taking this. Arizona has an elite quarterback, and they have a top 10 pick in the draft wide receiver. And they are together are a pretty nasty combo. And guess where Texas Tech ranks in terms of pass yards allowed per game?
Ah, I just saw it. I'm going to say hundreds, somewhere in the hundreds.
Not far off. They are 132 in the country. Just absolutely dreadful against the pass. And really, they don't play much of defense at all in general, but I wanted to highlight the pass because that's what Arizona wants to do. We got great quarterback, great receiver. So I think it's a bad matchup for Tech. And you're giving me Arizona at home by a touchdown. Like, I think that's good value there.
That's a late game, brother.
I might not be up for the end of that, but we'll see.
Or you'll still be celebrating the Tigers win at that point.
That's true. Texas Tech is 3-1, and their one loss is on the road at Washington State. Washington State is not a very good team, and they got dogged in that game. So maybe they're just not good on the road this year. Perfect. I'll take them as road on the road this week too. I was going to say road dogs, but I'm not taking them.
Dang. Okay, so we were not on the same page for this, except for Army. Shout out the Black Knights, but we have plenty of games to pick and choose from this week. I think I will kick off the NFL slate because you have one game.
My NFL is a little light this week.
I like Cardinals at Niners.
What time is that game, do you know? It's probably a
4:30. That is a 4:30. Cardinals at Niners. I have watched a lot of Cardinals football. I personally hate Kyler Murray. He just got booted off my fantasy team. The Cardinals cannot score against good teams. And yes, I just said the Commanders are a good team. But the Lions game, couldn't do anything. The Bills game, they scored in the first half and then shut down. Somehow they smoked the Rams. Don't ask me how. That was the Marvin Harrison, we don't want to guard him game. The Lions, they couldn't move the ball. I'm telling you, the Niners are going to open a can on them. It's not going to be close. I'm taking the Niners -7 at -112.
Is it in San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kyler stands no chance against this defense. Fred Warner will make him cry. So, that's my first game. Do you want me to do a second, or do you want me to
pass
the baton?
So, full disclosure, I loved the college slate this week. As can be seen by my 5 plays for it. The NFL, I was looking through it, and I just can't find in there any games that I love. Like, even this one that I'm going to give you here, I don't love it. But I feel like I'm doing a disservice to the pod if I don't play at least one game. So, hate the NFL this week, love college. But here goes nothing. My one game this week is a 1 o'clock game. I'm going back to my roots. We're taking the Panthers as road dogs. They're +4 at Chicago this week. I feel like every week we're doing a bet involving the Bears.
I still don't know what the Bears are, so I'm going to stay away, but I see why you're doing this.
Yeah, Panthers plus four. To be honest, the Panthers might have the better quarterback. Yes, I said that. Andy Dalton has come in and been able to move the ball and put up points ever since he took over in that against the Raiders. I just think these teams aren't that different of teams, and I almost give the edge to the savvy veteran over the unpredictable rookie in Caleb Williams. Bears defense obviously is really dang good, and they're at home, but 4 points is a lot in the NFL, and I don't think these teams are very different. So give me the Panthers.
Can I play the advocate?
Feel free.
You have now gone against the Bears 2 games. Both very similar lines to this game. Why are we not taking the Bears to cover? They have covered both of those games.
Can't go against the Red Rocket. Andy Dalton. Also, here's another thing. Bears are primed for a letdown spot. They just had a big win against the Rams. They are primed for a letdown. The Panthers just lost to the Bengals last week. They're humbled. They're trying to get back to the grind and come back with a much The Panthers need this more than the Bears. Give me the Panthers.
All right. He's sticking with it. I like the double down. I'm going to the team that hurt you last week.
You have no idea how little that narrows it down.
Hurt you the most.
The Cowboys. Specifically, Brandon Aubrey.
I'll just hit the people with. I'm playing both of them, Giants and Cowboys. They both played a role in hurting Jared.
Sweet.
Giants plus 6.5, minus 112 at the Seahawks. This is too much for a team that's shown a little bit of life now the last couple weeks in the Giants. Seahawks have only beat some bad teams. I think they'll win again, but I don't think it'll be by that much. Giants will hang around. Seahawks offense. It's not as good as the Lions make it seem. For some reason, the Lions can't ever stop them. Every time I watch Geno Smith outside of Ford Field, he like can't hit an open receiver, and he's holding the ball way too long, getting sacked. Kenneth Walker can't run.
At Ford Field, though, he looks like the second coming of Joe Montana.
So I'm taking, oh man, I'm taking Giants plus 6.5 at the Seahawks. I am as well. Taking the Cowboys. Is this Sunday Night Football? I
think it is.
Which these two teams have never played on Sunday Night Football together.
Really?
So we're going to the Steel City. Cowboys plus 2.5 at the Steelers. Pretty much, I'll tell you this. If my Colts can beat your team, you're not good at football. Joe Flacco came out and kind of diced and sliced the Steelers up. Colts got up big early. Almost blew the game. But the Steelers don't have a great offense. Their defense, maybe the Colts just gave the formula to beating their defense because they moved the ball on that team up and down the field with Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco.
I think Joe Flacco's the GOAT, though, so you're not accounting for
I mean, Anthony GOAT Richardson status took two drives before he got injured and did it, too. But you are right, Joe Flacco. Anyway, Joe Flacco. Big Ben was there with him, too. So he had that little bit of a rivalry going.
Yeah, one thing I want to add for you in this game is no Micah Parsons, right?
Yes.
That is kind of a problem when you're dealing with Justin Fields, who's fast and can slither away from people. Parsons is pretty good at running people down, so it hurts not having him. But I do think the Cowboys are just straight up the better team.
I think so as well.
I think Sunday Night Football hurts you big time here. If this was a 1 o'clock game, I would be taking the Cowboys big time. But Sunday Night Football scares me a little
bit. And I think they already factored that in. I'm taking them to cover, not to win, plus 2.5. The Cowboys will keep it close. They'll probably lose in some disgusting fashion. But
I know why you're taking the Cowboys. You traded for Dak Prescott this week in fantasy.
I watched Joe Flacco dice the Steelers. Dak's going to go for 404 TDs all over TJ Watt.
It makes sense now. I see the vision.
No, they're going to stay close, though. The Cowboys came blazing black against the Ravens, right? And the Ravens look darn good right now. The Cowboys haven't looked good for several weeks now. They have to get a win. And maybe they won't get a win, but they're going to stay close enough. And that is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plays. I got one more for you.
Okay. That one more thing. That is your. That is a good point where it is a must-win for the Cowboys. They're kind of like they haven't gotten right. They won last week, but it, like we said, it wasn't pretty. They need this game more than the Steelers.
And think about it. You think the Steelers, that ugly, ugly team, are getting to 4-1?
They shouldn't be.
Now you're talking me into money line. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna stick with.
Take your points. They're giving you
plus
points.
Plus 2.5. Take them.
All right, what's your last game?
Minus 108. It's not a game. I'll give you two options. Tigers to win the ALDS is at plus 100. Tigers to make the World Series is plus 350. Would you like either one? Because I'm taking the Tigers to win the ALDS at plus 100.
I'm surprised it's not better value. What's Cleveland to win the series?
Minus 130.
That's surprising. I guess, I mean, to win the ALDS is pretty nice because you're getting plus odds at that because Skubal should get the ball twice in that series, right?
The second and fifth game if we had a fifth.
Yeah, with Skubal getting the ball twice in that series, I feel like that is good value getting that at plus odds. There's honestly no one left in baseball that scares me. I think the Tigers are just going to beat everybody. I would almost just say, screw it and go to make the World Series. What's to win the World Series?
Team Futures winner of the World Series is plus 950.
That's where I think your value lies.
Listen, my entire life I've seen them get to the World Series twice and get canned.
I don't think anyone's beating these gritty tigs. I mean, the voodoo we have going on right now is unmatched.
Are you saying plus 950?
You gave me two options, and I said neither.
Are you playing this?
No, this is not going on the official pod sheet.
Are you playing any of them? Because I am playing the plus 100. We're beating Cleveland.
I'm going to play none of them. I'm gonna just enjoy the wins as they come. But if I was to place anything, it'd be to win the World Series.
Okay.
Hey, can we just appreciate we're having this conversation?
Yeah, we were recording this on Wednesday night, which Jared already mentioned earlier in the intro. But the Tigers did win. In fact, we'd be doing them a disservice because we have spent way too many hours watching the boys of summer this year. I just watched a pitcher get hit in the butt cheek live. For the Braves. He is now grimacing in pain.
Right off the tailbone.
99 miles an hour to the butt. That can't feel good.
Imagine 40,000 fans waving towels and cheering because you just took a baseball off the tailbone.
Yeah, you wouldn't know he had the lead. Anyway, we watched the Tigers make the most improbable run. You want to talk about odds. All we do is give the people DraftKings odds. Their chances, according to Fangraphs, which still doesn't have them in the playoffs... was 0.2 on August 11th. Now they've swept the team that's been to seven straight, and you corrected me, ALCSs. Not DSs, ALCS. That's the Final Four in baseball. That's like Mahomes and the Chiefs getting to the Final Four in football, the AFC Championship seven years in a row.
Yeah. The Astros have been the king of the AL for the last decade. They've been impossible to beat in October. And this group of young dudes that are making pennies on the dollar just went and swept them in their home building.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Tigers. Plus 100. ALDS winners, here we come. I don't know when the luck runs out. I don't think it's luck. My brother actually made the point. The announcers on the national media don't know who the Tigers are because they never thought they'd actually have to cover the Tigers in the playoffs. So they're all surprised about A.J. Hinch's formula about winning and how we score runs and run the bases, yada, yada. We've been the best team in baseball or the second best team in baseball since the All-Star break. Like, this isn't a fluke anymore. We're just good at baseball for some reason.
Yeah, when you go on 3 months of good baseball, you're just good.
So, plus 100. the last play. I think it's my ninth play of the week.
You were trying to sniff double digits there. I'm going to run through my plays. I got MSU to cover on Friday night at plus 24. I got Army to cover at minus 12. I got Indiana to cover at minus 13.5. Tennessee also to cover at minus 13.5. Arizona Wildcats, give me minus 6. And, gosh, this feels bad. Panthers plus 4 against the Bears.
You mean the Bears cover?
No. Panthers are covering.
I got Missouri at A&M, Missouri money line, UCLA at Penn State, minus 28 at minus 110, Navy and Army both to cover, Navy minus 10, Army minus 12, both odds are at minus 110. Those are four noon kickoff games. JMU at ULM, just a fantastic name matchup. I'm taking the over in that game because they've put up points. Then we go to the NFL. I got the Cards at Niners. Niners are going to run a train on the Cardinals because they're a dysfunctional, dead organization. I don't know what happened. Kyler Murray's terrible at football. Giants at Seahawks. Giants plus 6.5. Seahawks don't beat anybody by 7. And the Cowboys at Steelers. Cowboys in a must win. Steelers, overrated 3-1 team. And last but not least, the ALDS winners heading to the ALCS. That guy's safe, by the way. Tatis is safe. The Detroit Tigers are winning.
The Detroit Gritty Tigs. All right.
All right. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Tigers. That's kind of going to – actually, that's going to play out Wednesday. I don't know what time the game would be, but Wednesday we could be giving an update on what happened with the Tigers.
Yeah. Wednesday's game our 3, next pot. Right?
Yeah. And they could have already won by that
maybe
point.
Maybe we're clinching.
But we'll give an ALDS – update. Obviously, normally we'd be all football at this point, but for some reason the hometown kids just didn't want to go home.
They wanted to play October ball.
So enjoy your week. You got plenty of bets to choose from. You can make fun of us for last week, but we are still both positive on the year, so don't say too much negative. Other than that, have a good week and we'll catch you in the next one.